Previously on X-Men.
So I'll just segue to that Bean is being very spicy towards the Royals now, and I'm kind of loving it.
Destroy her! Destroy them all! Bobby, shut up!
So, I don't know, it might be a free-for-all for the Royal family.
I think so. I'm into it. Where's Kate?
Is that why he's moving back to England? So we can really rag Kate on him in person?
To marry Kate.
He's gonna go find Kate.
He's got
that. And the Malaysian Airlines.
No! Tutti Frutti!
No, I have the montage for you. Actually, it's a different montage. It's the D's Nuts montage.
D's Nuts!
That's right.
Go forth and swag hard, that's all I can say.
Larry Parker got me 2.1 million.
We've talked a lot of pigs,
yeah, we've done
a lot of hair.
We've done nothing but waste people's times so far.
Yeah.
That's your weird shit.
I had three of those before lunch.
Let me show you some weird Sonny Jim. And next thing you know, you're hanging from your nipples.
God, you are walking.
I have taken 5 milligrams of heroin through the toes for pain, amphetamines for energy, and cocaine, because I am partial to cocaine.
I googled it and I was like, that's just like a weird animal with a dick on its nose.
That's not what it is at all. It's more like quitters never give up.
Go ahead.
Repping for all of Quitters Never Give Up. Check off Christopher. Check off
Jen Pastorini.
Check off Lindsay. Check off
hello, Drew.
Oh, the great Ed Wynn, ladies and gentlemen. I love him so much.
Because I said quitters never give up, and he said, that's all they do.
Spring break should be, woohoo, show us your tits. Beer bongs. Beach is too amazing. Oh, my God. I got crabs from all the girls I had sex with.
Oh, my God.
Hola, party people. It is Quitters Never Give Up, episode 145. Thank you, Ralph, for explaining what spring break is. We are all on spring break, right? Woohoo!
Woo!
Party time. Excellent.
Isn't it 144?
Hmm? What? 144? Is it 144 or 145?
It's 144.
We just released
143.
Sorry.
How dare
time
you?
Has been dragging and flying by at the same
right?
time. All right. Speaking of introductions, let's say hello to Lindsay.
Lindsay, who's our winner?
Winner is Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hello.
Let's go ahead and say hello to Edwin.
1931, and funny man Ed Wynn rehearses his new show, The Laugh Parade.
What's up, Edwin? How's the Laugh Parade going?
Let's have a Laugh Parade today, kids.
And Jennifer.
Let's try Jennifer. She is on line 2 here on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, party people.
Say hello to Drew.
G.I. Joe!
Drew sends us clips from his video game playing, and so I just like to put them on.
Yeah, I was like, I know what that was.
Yeah, they're awesome clips. I'm very confused for most of it, and then they'll pop in a joke every now and then.
Thank you.
And, of course, I'm Christopher.
So many memories here.
They do stay with you, don't they, Chris?
Yeah.
So many memories. Before we start, I want to do one quick little section. The idea I have is basically drops that Kevin and Bean would use now. Because, listening to audio, collecting them, I run into things that I'm like, man, that would be great for the show. So I was listening to a commercial, and this was one of them.
Go, Kevin!
You know, and of course, I played this at the beginning.
God, you are walking.
I have taken 5 milligrams of heroin through the toes for pain, amphetamines for energy, and cocaine, because I am partial to cocaine.
I think that would have been great at the beginning for their show. Here we go with messages.
Quitters, what up? It's Luke. I was enjoying the latest episode and appreciated the shout-out as it was in regards to Dragnet, and suddenly I found myself keeping track of all the references and jokes that I was or was not getting. So here's the rundown. The Dragnet reference, yes, I did indeed get that. Not only did I get it from the Ralph Report, but also from the 1987 classic film starring Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks by the same name.
Dragnet. The story you are about to see this summer is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent. For instance, Dan Aykroyd.
Ma'am.
Is Sergeant Joe Friday. Tom Hanks is Detective Pep Strebeck.
I'm your new partner.
And there's a dress code for detectives in robbery homicide. Section 3-605, .10, .20, .22, .24, .70, .80.
My name's Friday.
Take a lot of kidding about that?
Almost never.
A movie that gave us, or repeated, you know, the all well-known catchphrase of...
Just the facts, ma'am.
Anyway, I'm sure Eddie and Christopher will get that one.
Okay, I'm going to stop his message there because he has several parts to his message of references that he's going to get. Mainly when we bring up Luke, or when I bring up Luke, it's because he always has an issue with crossover between the podcasts. You know, it was Sergeant Joe Fridays, and then we played a Dragnet clip on Bean and Ally show. So that's why we reference it to him. But also, Edwin, how pissed are you that he's using the Dan Aykroyd and not the Jack Webb Dragnet?
Oh, it's all good. I mean, nobody gets it anymore anyway, so I can't be too mad.
Isn't that the one with OJ and Leslie Nielsen? Is that the one?
That's the Naked Gun.
Oh! They're not the same. Okay.
My not bad. The same.
No.
Not quite the same.
Well, and it's funny because now that Luke has opened our eyes to the repetitiveness of the different podcasts, every time I hear another story for the second time or third time or whatever, I'm like, oh, Luke's going to go crazy.
Yeah, it is something that I catch every now and then. Let's also go to this one. This is the next part.
I'd get the 2022 pandemic April foolishness joke that had something to do with, you know, how long 2020 was. Appreciate the effort, but that's a no on that one, Christopher.
This is a reference I made to something that happened on a cup of tea in a chat, and nobody else got it. But essentially, Allie forgot when she was fired over the phone during a pandemic.
Greg Alexander did something more recent that we talked to him about. What was that?
Well, we had him on to talk about his Academy Award nomination. Beyond that, I don't remember. I don't know what else he had going
on. So long ago.
Well, Begin Again was a while back.
We had him on because he was playing at the inauguration.
Did we have him on for that? I thought we just had him on for the Oscars. You're right. He did do that. He did reunite New Radicals for one night for the inauguration. But I don't think we talked to him about that. We certainly didn't because I wasn't, none of us were working there at the inauguration.
2021, we didn't talk to him about that?
Well, none of us had jobs then.
In 2021?
Well, yeah. I left in 2019. You guys left in 2020.
Oh, my God.
Allie, what's happening to you?
Oh my
what's happening?
God. Oh my God.
Time flies, my dear. Time flies.
I need a lay down.
I don't feel as bad for missing the episode number today. All right, here's Lindsay's part.
And I did get the reference that maybe nobody else got, except for Lindsay, which is that Tegrin spelled backwards is Nurgut.
I'm in the shower and I'm writing a song. Stop me if you've heard it. My skin is soapy and my hair is wet. And Tegrin spelled backward is Nurgut.
So, yes, I did get that reference. And just one more time for the people in the back.
And Tegrin spelled backward is Nurgut.
Yeah, so that's what Friends comedy has to offer. Here was the just before credits send-off continuation of that song, by the way.
Lather, rinse, repeat, and lather, rinse, repeat, and lather, rinse, repeat, as needed.
Oh, boy. Comedy's come a long way, or has it? Keep up the work.
So that's a Friends reference, and I purposely avoid remembering or acknowledging Friends references. But this is actually what we were, I think, referencing.
I'm in the shower, and I'm writing a personal Manisha song.
Stop me if you've heard it. 4 in the morning, Allie's hair is wet. And Tegrin spelled backwards is Nergis. Lather, rinse, repeat, heat, and lather, rinse, repeat, heat, and lather, rinse, repeat. As needed. Hope this helps you, Allie. This is Lindsay. From a shower, from her car.
Beautifully done. I think I could put them over each other. I think I should.
Yeah.
Standing O.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
Is that Little Lindsay when we do Tiny Toons Little Lindsay?
Little Lindsay's kind of scary.
The Quitters never give up Tiny Toons.
No.
Thanks, April Fools.
All right, let's go over to our next message from Josh. A fun fact.
Fun fact. The world's largest tire manufacturer is Lego.
That was Josh from Hawthorne.
Fun fact.
Yes! I learned this today!
He left us about 4, so we'll intersperse him. You knew that, Drew?
I just learned it like 4 or 5 hours ago today. Like, they make somewhere around like 300 million tires a year because of all the tires that make for all the little tiny Legos. It's ridiculous. But yes, they make the most amount of tires worldwide.
Interesting.
That was fun.
Very fun. All right, let's move over to the flashback with no introduction.
To make your day a little brighter, here's Jen. With, man, is this a flashback?
Hello and welcome to a very special
flashback.
Because I'm going to introduce you now to
flashback.
And now,
flashback.
No introduction.
Let's have a look at this.
Just play the intro.
Chiefs fan is that the Raider fans hate the Chiefs so much.
Yeah,
true. I could get shanked.
Dude, you're going to get shanked already. I mean, seriously, come on.
Why? How come?
Because he's going to be out there talking smack about the Raiders, and he's going to get shanked. That's going to happen.
So if he'll have the truth as his defense on his dying bed.
If he doesn't pick the Raiders, his life's in danger? Is that what you're saying?
That's
correct.
No, he's already gone on the air and said like 5 or 6 inflammatory things about the Raiders. He's done.
I see. So it doesn't really matter at this point.
Yeah. Sam, hey,
why do you think I had to move away, James?
Sam in Sun Valley, for example, is holding on. He's saying, well, let's go to Sam. Let's see. Sam's on line 5. Sam, good morning. Well, that's Gretchen. Sorry. This new phone system.
Top notch shit you run over there.
Yep, sure is.
We're not even in Vegas yet.
Sam in Sun Valley, hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Sam.
Now, you're a Raider fan. What do you think about James?
Hey, let me be the first guy to shank that dude, man. I don't want people rooting for the Raiders.
You don't want them. They don't need you, James.
We don't want a pussy on the team.
Yeah!
Now, Sam, the good thing about Raider fans, and I'm going to give you a compliment here, although it may not sound like one, is you love your team just as much when they win 2 games as when they win 12 games, right? Doesn't matter to you.
Oh, dude, I love the Raiders. And, Bean, you better watch your back, too.
That's right.
Hey, Sam, could you name, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 players from the team?
Sure. We got Michael Huff. We got Lamont Jordan. We got Justin Fargas.
3.
We got Dante Culpepper.
See, he thought you just loved the silver and black.
Dude, I'm not one of those gangster fans, dude, that just likes them for their colors, dude. You know, I actually watch the games.
That's right.
You're a real fan who shanks people. You're no thug.
Dude, I'll shank you all.
Wow.
Thanks for the call.
Shank you very much.
That is a lot of shanking.
I think my decision's been made.
I believe we'll end it there. Thank you for calling, James. We appreciate it.
Sam, talking shit.
Nice.
This is Santa Monica!
Yes. Is that him?
That's really Sam. That's why I was like, oh God, I know that voice. I know that man.
That was real Sam, not his character.
No.
Not Santa Monica Sam.
Yeah, Sun Valley.
I was going to send it to him, and then I just ran out of time. So, all right, we got another familiar voice.
Bean was playing some audio yesterday from Jerry Lewis from the telethon, and he is clearly out of his mind, and I mentioned as much. At some point, don't you have to, you know, pass the telethon on to somebody younger who can actually use the English language?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin, I think you might be right. Some people, they just get old and lose it, kind of turn over the reins, you know, like Jerry Lewis. Like people that say they're regular Duck fans and want to watch all the time them. I think those guys ought to turn over the reins to someone else.
Hmm. What's scary, though, is look how Kevin is today, and then imagine what he's going to be like when he gets to be Jerry Lewis's age.
How dare you? I'm that way now.
I think Kevin's doing pretty good.
Yeah, better.
I don't know how old he is, but I mean, since this was, that was 2007, so it was quite a while ago.
He's like a fine wine.
Yeah. He is. I was about to say that.
Okay. And always fun to hear messages from Eddie from decades ago.
I got to save that one. I don't have that in my library for some reason.
All right. Okay. Who wants to play a game?
Yes.
Me, Doddles.
Smashing Pumpkins, Foo Fighters, Velvet Revolver, Kid Rock, Chris Cornell, Cypress Hill, Satellite Party, Hot Hot Heat, Against Me, and Paramore. That is the big lineup. 2 weeks from tomorrow, it's the Kid Rock LA Invasion 2007 at the Honda Pavilion, right? Honda Center.
No, it's Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Home Depot Center. There you go. Got it.
What the hell? You've been talking about this show for 3 weeks.
I'm just saying there's so many venues, it's tough to keep them all straight. But it's at the Home Depot. Anyway, you can't win them any other time except on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to give you a chance right now with a new game I can't believe we're calling Name That Foo.
Foo, 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 foo. Can you name that foo? Foo, 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 foo. Can you name that foo? Time to play Can You Name That Foo? All you need to do is name the famous foo, and you can win a pair of tickets to K-Rock's L.A. Invasion. Name That Foo!
Good morning, Ralph Garman.
It's like it's a small world.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it kind of vibe to it. That's going to be in your head forever.
This is how it begins in the office. Somebody throws out a really bad idea, like let's have people name that foo.
Bad. And then, it's great.
No, wait a minute. And then foo will be in all the answers, right? And then people start throwing out possibilities, and we go, hey, that sounds like it might work. It's not gonna, but it sounded like it at the time.
It's going to be awesome. It's the latest and greatest in a long line of games from the Kevin and Bean Show.
A long line of games that only get played once, by the way.
That's how good it is.
A board game version.
Yeah, they should have a board game version.
All right, so Tony's going to start in Paramount. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Kevin, from Kevin and Bean Show. Other one, Lisa May.
Hey, Tony.
Well done, Tony.
Listen, Tony, the game is very simple. You have to name that foo. We're going to give you a question, and the answer will have foo in it as a tribute to our pals, Foo Fighters, who are, of course, playing in the concert.
Okay.
So each simple answer enough. Has F-O-O. Here we go.
Or F-U, or just foo. Just don't
over-explain.
Don't be helpful. Don't be on my side help. This popular tabletop game gets its name from the German word for football and first appeared in the late 1880s.
Fußball?
German game.
It's a tabletop game, popular game, gets its name from the German word for football.
Fußball?
Foosball's correct, Tony!
Yay!
Yeah.
You going to the drawing? Hold on.
See, foo was right there in foosball.
Gotcha.
Don't over-explain the game, Ralph.
All right.
Let's go to Ryan in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Ryan.
What's going on, man?
113 degrees in your neighborhood today, Ryan.
I'm melting.
Good times.
Yeah. Here's your question, Ryan. This flat wooden planked bed comes from Japan, but it's more likely to be seen in a drunken dude's dorm room.
Christopher.
So this is all things that begin with the word foo?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that how this works?
Don't ever explain. Futon.
Futon. I get the point, even though she tried to
steal. I knew the last one.
You knew the last one. Do you know this one?
This one's yours. It's really more relevant.
Can you say it again?
This flat wooden planked bed comes from Japan, but it's more likely to be seen in a drunken dude's dorm room.
Flavio?
He said no idea.
I think he said no idea is what he said.
Foo as he would be in the answer.
So bad. Yeah, half the word.
Futon.
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 That's
what we're looking for.
That's a flat wooden planked bed. The futon.
We were very happy with that one yesterday. All right. Anthony and Carson, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing, Lisa Mack?
Good.
Anthony, this Chinese martial art became the craze in America in the 1970s. Had a TV series hit of the same name.
Hey!
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu!
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Two people go into the drawing. All right, let's go to Jennifer in Los Angeles. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
Jennifer, this supposed health food is made by coagulating soy milk, then pressing the resulting curds into blocks. Yum.
Eddie.
Tofu.
Tofu.
Tofu is correct.
Nicely done.
Foo, right there in the name.
The kids are on a roll now. I think they're starting to get the hang of this one, Ralph.
Andrew in Redondo Beach. Good morning.
Morning.
Andrew. This hardcore band, best known for their dedication to touring, came out of the Washington, D.C. punk scene and is probably best known for their song, Waiting Room.
Drew.
Fugazi.
It's coming. I know this one.
It's got Foo in it. Punk band out of D.C. Waiting Room.
Right. You know what? If you know it, go ahead and share the answer with us, and then we'll put you in the drawing.
I'm trying to figure it out, but I can't. I knew all the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't help you right now. Hardcore punk band.
D.C.
Fugazi.
Yes! Nice! Yeah! Nice!
Yes! Nice!
1/100th of a second away from the buzzer,
nice!
By the way. You have no idea how close you were. Well done.
Pulled it out.
Wow, that was a surprise.
Was he looking that up? Was that what he was doing? Was he was online, did you
I
think?
Don't know.
I doubt it. That's
it did come
bad.
Out of nowhere.
I don't know. Either way, it's all right with us.
He's certainly not as loud a typist as you are, Bean, because we couldn't tell.
Yeah.
Jen and La Mirada, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
This fictional character is an evil Chinese genius in a series of books, TV shows, and movies, but his greatest fame comes as the namesake of a famous style of long, drooping mustache.
Eddie.
Fu Manchu.
Fu Manchu.
Sweet.
Nicely done.
Well done.
Sweet.
Well done.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Sweet.
And Katie in Monrovia. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Katie, this is a major line of sportswear by a company of the same name.
Boo Boo.
Yes!
Wow!
Jesus Christ!
I didn't even get to mention the blacks love it.
All right, congratulations, you're in the drawing. How about that?
Wow. Are we done?
Impressive.
I think we're pretty much out of time yet because we got LaQuisha next.
Okay.
Lisa May's doing the drawing.
And the winner is Jen and La Mirada.
Jen!
Or Jan.
Jen!
Jen.
Who is it?
Jen.
Jen.
La Mirada. Look for La Mirada.
Jen for La Mirada. That's what I always say.
Thank you so much. Very cool.
Got tickets for the K-Rock LA Invasion.
I'm so excited. That's great.
Greatest game ever. Name that foo.
It works.
Can you name that foo?
Oh, you found it.
Found what?
That horrible clip of me typing the answer in. Yeah, I didn't. I, you know, here's the thing. I couldn't hear that live, so I thought I was being all stealth, trying to like type as quietly as I could. And I didn't know Fugazi. It was just it's a hard game.
It's just hard being on the spot, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, like I knew we were getting into trouble when I heard the lineup. I'm like, that's England. Oh, I went to the show. Oh, I bought tickets. Oh no, this. Oh no. Like things started to click in my head. So memories. I sounded like a baby.
All right, you guys want to play another game?
Yeah.
Shall we meet our special guest, Kevin?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, say good morning to Stephen Hawking.
Hello, Kevin and Bean.
Now, you're our little robot friend, Mr. Hawking. You're still in the wheelchair, but still feeling fine, basically, right?
Yes. Still in the wheelchair. Thank
sorry,
you.
Is that insensitive?
No, that's point of pride.
And what do you have? You got the Lou Gehrig's? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Still have the Lou Gehrig's disease.
And you're still
thanks for asking.
Astrophysicist or whatever it is you do?
Still okay. Smartest mother effer on the planet.
Okay.
So suck it, bitch.
Now, I didn't know this until you were caught crank calling assistant producer Alex yesterday and talking dirty to her, but apparently you are a big Foo Fighters fan and you're going to help us give away the tickets here this morning.
I love Foo Fighters.
Okay.
I love anything to do with Foos.
Okay, it's time to play Hawking the Hitman.
A guy who's lean, a guy who's clean, a guy who talks with a machine. It's time for Stephen Hawking now. Stephen Hawking now. It's time for Hawking the Hits.
Stephen Hawking.
Okay, let's meet our first contestant. We got Ruben, who is a student at Cerritos College. Now, the way the game is going to work, as I understand, Mr. Hawking, is that you're going to be reading lyrics from a Foo Fighters song, and all Ruben, the contestant, has to do is tell us the name of the song. Is that right?
Actually, my computer will be reading. I'll be typing.
Okay, good. Okay, well, of course, yeah. And then everybody who, if Ruben, for instance, comes up with the title of the song, we put him in a drawing that Lisa does at the end. We find out who wins the tickets for the September 15th K-Rock LA Invasion. Good morning to you, Ruben.
What's up?
You ready to hawk the hits?
Yeah.
Listen up.
It's a shame we have to die, my dear. No one's getting out of here alive this time.
Anyone?
It's a shame we have to die, my dear. No one's getting. Oh, God, I know the word. Yep.
What do you think there, Ruben?
Recognize that, Ruben?
Dan, that's a hard one.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Hold on.
Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters.
That's the tip.
Hold on while I Google the lyrics.
Foo Fighters.
Gotta have an answer, dude.
It's, I think it's No Way Back.
That would be DOA. Tell ya, Stephen Hawking, you are one funky mofo, man. I really felt it.
I always wanted to be a rock star.
Jennifer in Los Angeles, good morning.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Jennifer.
What's going on?
Say hi to the smartest man alive, Stephen Hawking.
Hey.
Here's your song. I can't tell you what she did to me, but me body will never be the same. Her lovin' will kick your behind. Oh, she'll show you no mercy.
Anyone?
Something Nikki.
Darling Nikki.
All right, Jennifer, Foo Fighters song, what is it?
Darling Nikki.
Wow. Yes. Who thought she was going to come up with that?
Not I. What you did to me, but my
body will never be the same. That's what that is. Thank you. Hold on, you're in the drawing.
Wow. Wow.
Steven, did you think she was going to get that?
No. Effing way.
All right. That was very impressive. Mike in Chino Hills. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Lisa May, how's it going?
Good, Mike.
Stephen Hawking, let's have the lyrics.
And I wonder if everything could ever feel this real forever, if anything could ever be this good again.
Before you answer.
Everlong.
I love Kevin's comment right here.
Mr. Mike, I'm going to tell you that if you don't get this one correct, you're going to have to stop listening to K-Rock entirely.
Oh.
Everlong.
Yes, it is. All right, thank you.
Well, the word ever was only in the lyrics like 20 times, I guess. Let's try Ida Monrovia. Good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Good morning.
Listen up. We got the great Stephen Hawking on the line. We are hawking the hits. Go ahead, doctor.
Ida. Oh. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, never mind. Here's your song. All night long I dream of the day when it comes around and it's taken away. Leaves me with the feeling that I feel the most.
Anyone?
All night long and into the day. I don't know the name to the song right now. Damn it.
Anyone else?
It's not All My Life, right?
Yes.
All Night Long.
Yeah.
Oh, she's singing it. Will she come up with the title?
You're singing it. We need the title.
All Night Long?
Lionel Richie song.
That is a Lionel Richie song. No, this is All My Life. All Night Long. Sorry about that. Thank you for playing, though. All right, let's go to Tiffany in Los Angeles. Good morning, Tiffany.
Hi.
Say hi to Steven as he gives you your lyrics.
All this time to make amends. What do you do when all your enemies are friends?
I can't Google like I used to. I'm sorry.
are these songs that begin with foo? I don't know.
Pretender?
That was Monkey Wrench. All the time to make amends.
That Tiffany sounded kind of hot, Stephen. How do you do with the ladies these days? I know you recently went through a divorce.
I am splitting more tail than ever.
Okay.
Rough them up.
Okay. Well, chicks like the smart guys, that's for sure. Christina, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you ready for your lyrics?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here's Stephen Hawking.
I'm a one-way motorway.
Is that funny, Stephen?
Stephen?
I'm a road that drives away and follows you back home. I'm a streetlight shining.
All right, what's that song?
Lindsay?
Times Like These.
Um,
Foo Fighters, if that's a hint that you've not
previously thought of.
I can like sing it to you. I don't know the words.
I know. That's, I mean, I that would be my problem with this entire game. I would, you can't even use that kind of language.
Sorry.
Sounds like you didn't come up with times like these. All right. How about one more? See if we can get somebody else in the drawing. What do you guys think?
All right. Chris in West Covina. Good morning.
Am I on?
Yes.
No.
I feel good about this.
All right. Here's your lyrics.
Visiting is pretty. Visiting is good. Seems that all they ever wanted was a brother.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Rat, scabies, turd, Ferguson.
I'm sorry if I'm trying to liven up the podcast.
The Louisiana paper. I'm just anticipating what comes next.
No, I didn't load that up because you guys haven't been reacting to that, so I just skip it.
I'm sorry, what?
Here's this one for Lindsay.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees!
Not the bees. I don't know. Hero?
Pretender.
Foo Fighters song?
Easy Oot. Now.
Oot.
My hero?
This is a call.
Visiting is pretty. Visiting is good. It seems that all they ever...
All right. There you go. All right. So who do we have a drawing or do we not?
We have a drawing. We have Jennifer and Mike.
All right. Jennifer and Mike.
And the winner is Mike in Chino Hills.
Mike in Chino Hills just got the tickets. Congratulations, Mike. Thank you for playing Hawking the Hits.
Sweet.
You want tickets to the K-Rock Show Convention.
Sweet. He has a computer, too.
Thank you, Stephen Hawking. We appreciate it.
Sweet. Stephen Hawking.
That was such a hard game.
Those all songs on K-Rock.
Yeah. Yes. Once they said the title, I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. But in Stephen Hawking's voice, I couldn't figure it out. Couldn't get it right. At all.
It's challenging. All righty, that's it for the flashback.
Let us do some more fun facts.
Fun fact. British Columbia is home to over 20,000 lakes, two of which are called Another Lake and Another Lake.
Josh from Hawthorne.
So they just gave up on naming all the lakes. They had so many of them. That's
maybe.
Eventually you just get to a point where you're like, what's that lake? It's a lake. That's another lake. What's that over there? That's the other lake. You just give up.
I can't wait to go to the other lake, British Columbia, for my vacation.
Well, here's a fun fact. The lakes up here in Tuolumne County, Sierra Nevadas, are named after prostitutes of the Old West.
Yes!
What's the names?
Eleanor, Cherry, there's a third one. I have to Google it.
Okay, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's like Convict Lake, which is where they shot and killed a convict who escaped. It's that's why I got named.
It's like Ralph's Spring Break.
Rat scabies.
Yeah. All right. Let's start up with the podcast roundup.
I was waiting for it. My butthole was puckered the whole time.
Uh-huh. Nailed it.
Ow! 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 Ow!
You get it. When you want her to promote your podcast, we got it.
Say hello to happy goodbye to the blue janky podcast.
The Pooniverse. Never has a universe been more aptly named than the Pooniverse. Call it the Shitterverse.
You guys heard the clip, right? That was an amazing clip.
The Pooniverse? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, man. The Pooniverse. Let us get this started with Frank and Friends. Frank has some specific rules for St. Patrick's Day.
But I feel equally passionate about people who mistakenly use a four-leaf clover to represent St. Patrick, which is wrong. St. Patrick is associated with the three-leaf shamrock. he used the three-leaf shamrock to represent the Trinity. The other thing that bugs me is when people mistakenly refer to St. Patricia, whoever she is, when they're talking about they want to shorten St. Patrick's Day, and they don't understand that in Ireland, Patrick is Padraig, with P-A-D-R-A-I-G, and that Irish people occasionally refer to St. Paddy's Day, P-A-D-D-Y, apostrophe S, because that's Paddy's. The male version of Patrick is Paddy, and P-A-T-T-Y would refer to Patricia.
Can we just say St. Patrick's Day, just everybody just drinks? I mean, that's just what the holiday is.
I did it anyway.
Yeah. Two T's, two D's, it doesn't matter. No one cares. Just get drunk. That's
as long as the day ends in Y, it's a drinking day.
Exactly.
I think you could see why Bean and Frank are friends. Can you just see them sitting there talking about that? Yes, P-A-T-T-Y drives me crazy. Did you know they say savings time when they change the time? Oh, my God.
They add the S?
Well,
that would be such a great conversation to listen to.
There was also a callback that Frank did for Bean, because Bean had fun facts about St. Patrick's Day where he said St. Patrick was never canonized. Well, Frank clears that up and says that St. Patrick was made a saint before canonization was a thing. But I thought everybody would go to sleep by the time I finished that clip, so I just skipped it.
Fun fact.
All right. Everybody loves a gas leak show on a Ralph Report. Gas leak shows are probably the best shows where they go off the rails. They just are so loose and it's so much fun. But we, this week we found out the reason for those gas leak shows.
The guy who was here went up to inspect it, and he's like, you know, these heating units, they get micro cracks in them.
Micro fractures.
And he said, you're getting gases escaping from this system.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
And he said, let me show you. And he had a meter out, and we found out that we have like 5 parts per million carbon monoxide in the house.
So we really do have gas leak shows.
That we've been breathing for God knows who knows how long.
So you've been killing me every time I come over here.
And I said, well, 5 parts per million sounds pretty freaking low to me. What's the acceptable level? And he said, oh, zero. You should have no carbon monoxide in your home, really. It's not anything. You don't want any carbon monoxide in your air that you breathe.
God. I would have filed for workman's comp.
And he said, the CDC says anything over 3 is a reason for concern.
Dude, it's a little death trap I've been coming into every day.
So the gas leak shows are gas leak shows. They are
all of them.
Yes, all of them.
Yeah,
they called it.
He's getting a brand new air conditioning unit, so it's going to all be electric. So no more gas leak shows. It's all going to be serious shows from now on.
Oh, they're going to be so on now.
They've been huffing the radio on DERF.
Eddie Pence is the sauce connoisseur in this next clip.
It might be better on chicken. If I had it on chicken strips, it might be better. I might enjoy it more. But just by itself. Everything.
Pretzels, fries, dip your fries in there. Mm, oh, mama.
No, because I don't like barbecue and fries.
Oh, mama.
There's too much barbecue. Too many hints of barbecue in that for me to like it on french fries.
Yeah. Stop talking like you're some sort of connoisseur.
I am a connoisseur of my own
too
palate.
Too many hints of barbecue. This guy who screams at wine tasters for tasting things, he's giving us how many hints of barbecue are in the sauce.
Mm. Just a little bit of backstory. They were tasting Chick-fil-A sauce for the Munchin' Monday. Uh-huh. And Eddie was getting into the particulars on what he tastes in the sauce. And chicken nugget Edwin just tastes too much hints of barbecue.
So is it like a special sauce? I've never been to Chick-fil-A.
You don't have to go. You can buy it in stores now, which you're only giving your money to the Kraft Corporation. So if you have things against Chick-fil-A, you can do that. But it's its own sauce. It is good.
Yes.
Also my soul's word.
Yeah, it's a good sauce. And
I was thinking maybe adding is a sauce sommelier. When he goes to Chick-fil-A.
Damn.
He's going to be hired as a sauce sommelier. He can taste the hints of barbecue in it. Because essentially it was honey mustard and barbecue is how they first developed the Chick-fil-A sauce. So, you know, Edwin Pence can't get behind wine sommeliers, but sauce sommeliers, he's got it. Eddie also had the worst spring break in history.
There's San Juan,
right,
in Puerto Rico.
There is,
which is where you want to be in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then there's the south part of it is like there's like a rainforest, and it's like that's where the Caribbean is.
Mm.
The clear water
sounds beautiful. That must have been nice. Where the house is.
We were on the poor part of Puerto Rico, the upper left hand corner.
Murder Town. They call that Murder Town. It's that little section.
I think it's Murder Town. I think it might be more Murder Town, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And that's where we stayed. It literally like, it was just this house where we had to have mosquito nets covering the bed.
Oh, Jesus.
Because you would literally get eaten alive by mosquitoes every right. night as you slept.
So sure. It's the Indiana Jones spring break experience.
It was fucking awful. And then because we had to like really like scrape for food. Like we were like, unless you went to San Juan, there was nowhere to fucking eat.
Right.
So we found a McDonald's and like finally, like third day, and I'm like, finally get like just I can just relax and eat something without having to worry about where it was killed and if it's clean.
Right.
And so we're eating, I'm eating French fries or whatever on the beach. We go to the beach, I'm eating French fries. I literally look down and there's 100 to 150 wild dogs surrounding me. I walked out to the beach, no dogs. I look at the ocean, I eat a French fry, I look down, 150 rabid dogs.
Did you feed him some fries?
I sat down the fucking thing of French fries and took off running. Because they did not look like they wanted like me to give them fries. They were ready to take the fries.
They weren't like wagging their tails,
no.
Looking all cute.
They were all showing me teeth, and I'm like, you guys can have the fries. I'm going to go back to my mosquito
My
net.
Name is Paul, and this is between y'all.
And I was done, man. Bonus, though, right outside the house, there was just fucking free hermit crabs everywhere.
See, you got
wild,
crabs.
Wild crabs is the unfun kind of
you
crabs.
You got crabs for your spring break.
So he went to Puerto Rico because some guy had a house there, some guy he knew, and it wasn't in a good spot. Mosquito nets, dogs chasing him, and no food.
Well, there's going to be mosquito nets in Puerto Rico, but the rest of that sounded bad time. No bueno.
Yeah, and spring breaks are weird. You guys have all had spring breaks. I mean, you get like maybe 2-3 tops, right? 2-3 wild, crazy ones. And then after that, you're just too old.
I was always too old. I just didn't.
Edwin, let's go. Tell us your spring break stories. Regalius.
Zero. I was married at 20 and I was a straight laced kid. So sorry, no crazy stories for me.
I was storming the beach at Normandy during the spring break of 1944 when.
Yes, I met the Lemon Sisters. At the USO show just before we stormed Normandy. So that was a wild night.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get some Tapir talk going. Bean has an update on Semperna.
I got some big news this week that I wanted to share because I am a proud father, as you know, of a little tapir named Semperna. As yeah. you know, she's my sweet girl. She's very dear to mm-hmm. me. Well, here's the big news. Semperna is now a big girl. She's 3.5, almost 4.
Okay.
They're moving her to another zoo so that they can breed her. She is going to, I didn't need the visual of the hand motion there. Yes. My little girl, it's tough when they grow up,
sure.
man. She
sure.
is going out to start her own family wow. with some random tapir mm. around the country at another zoo.
Did they get in touch with you and let you know that they're moving her?
This is why I'm sharing the information is, yes, we got the call this week. They let us know that she was moving, right? Now, I would like to have some sort of right of refusal. I want to check out this young man
sure.
before he approaches Semperna. Obviously, mm-hmm. I think there needs to be some vetting process.
Right.
He needs to ask for my permission.
You got
to
get back your purity ring, first off. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Edwin asked for some Semperna, and I don't have anything for this.
Because I have a tapir clip that I sent Bean years ago, and he never played it. I'm like, who else is going to send you a tapir clips? Is there any way I could play it real quick?
Go ahead.
Oh, honey, look! The tapirs!
Oh.
It says here the babies lose their pajama-like coat after their first year. Isn't that interesting, honey?
Yep, mind-numbingly interesting.
There's your fun fact about tapirs. That's from Futurama, of course. I'm just butthurt that he never played that clip. I mean, he likes tapirs. I gave him a tapir clip. It still burns me up. Okay, back to you.
All right. We are all much better for knowing that. Thank you, Edwin. All right, Larry H. Parker died.
Allie, I know that you are going to get a warm, fuzzy feeling when I say the name Larry H. Parker to you.
Larry H. Parker got me $1 million.
Larry Parker got me $2.1 million, and man, I'm enjoying it.
Those commercials ran all the time. He was a personal injury attorney who ran a million commercials over 50 years through Southern California. He has died at the age of 75. And those commercials that they ran all the time, like that young man we just heard from, they only ever shoot them from like the collarbone up because you don't know if they're
in a wheelchair
or worse, man. They cut off from the knees down. You don't know what's happening here, but big payouts for a lot of
in a wheelchair.
Big payouts for a lot of Larry H. Parker's people.
You guys remember those commercials? I remember. I couldn't stop laughing at how crazy those commercials were.
I thought he was the Ghostbusters guy.
The Ghostbusters guy?
Ray Parker Jr.?
Really? Oh. Did, yeah.
The guy that was mean to Donna?
That's amazing.
Yeah, the weird thing about the commercial is all of their clients, that they didn't show anything below the shoulders. So the joke was always that they're just done. You know, they go to the ocean, change their name to Bob. They hang themselves on the wall, change their name to Art.
Rat scabies.
Yeah, they would show those during daytime TV a lot. So, like, if you were sick and you happened to be home watching daytime TV, you'd see a lot of Larry H. Parker. Then he would break into Ghostbusters. Pretty interesting commercials.
Yeah. It's good that he had work after that one big song, that one hit wonder. Sucks that he threw ice cream at Donna. All right. Bean and Allie also remembered some St. Patrick's Day.
Were you there when Ralph Garman at a St. Patrick's Day event got so drunk that he proposed to you? Was that you that he proposed to? And he also decided on the spot he was going to buy a racehorse. That was his other great idea that day. Do you remember?
No, by the time I got there, all fun live events were ixnayed because of Omar.
Because of Omar, right.
Yes. Because he always partied way too hard. That was a whole other level.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
right. Yeah.
All right. St. Patrick's Day.
And also, much to the Kevin and Bean listeners' chagrin, you will know I was not the one that ended Miss Double December. That's like the big thing with incels on the Kevin and Bean page. They love to be like, she's the one that ruined Miss Double December because of her coming to the show. She said she didn't want big boobs. If anyone doesn't want to look at big tits, hi, that's how all my friends are. I'm only friends with Helen because she's Hooter Helen.
Right, of course.
Yeah. It was not me that ixnayed Miss Double December. It was two radio DJs that felt like it was time to let that go. So suck it, incels.
That's right. Suck it, incels. And you were mad at her all this time, Edwin, for canceling the Double December.
I apologize, Allie. I didn't know. Oh, but you mentioned Helen Hooters. Oh, I'm still not over her.
The other part to that, of course, is the St. Patrick's Day memories and all the questions they had. Do you guys remember what they're referencing when Ralph proposed to somebody and bought a racehorse?
Yeah.
Yes. Listen to our video episode and you will too.
Yeah.
And the reason they were canceled or why Omar got them canceled wasn't the horn. It's because he went behind the bar and started serving himself drinks.
I think it was all the Omar.
And didn't he get kicked out? Yeah, got kicked out. And just twice. The absolute terrible quality of the broadcast towards the end, I think, was the last straw.
Well, but it's so good.
Was it terrible?
Very.
I thought it was good.
Okay.
I thought it was great. All right. That's the podcast roundup. Allie, any thoughts?
Okay. Fuck off. That's all the way off.
Sorry. Okay. I'll just move on to a fun fact.
Fun fact. There is a man in Missouri whose parents allowed him, at the age of 8, to choose his own name. Today, that man is better known as Dr. Loki Sky Lizard, a surgeon in Springfield, Missouri.
Josh from Hawthorne.
Fun fact.
Well, Mr. Loki, Sky Lizard.
I like it.
Nice. Good job.
Press the button, my friend.
Press the button, my friend. Send me back into time.
Edwin!
No, Edwin.
Oh,
right.
I'm sorry.
One, three.
It's a new day.
It began.
Our feature presentation.
Meet the club.
It's 2013.
All hail Queen Latifah.
All hail Queen Latifah.
Welcome. We're doing the week that was March 18 to 22, 2013. Let's start off with that celebrity birthday. This was good because it's two celebrity birthdays that have a Kevin and Bean connection. So I'm just going to play. These are three consecutive showbiz beats.
Today's celebrity birthday is Adam Levine of Maroon 5.
Let's give some love.
He's 34 years old today. Queen Latifah.
Singer. From Barbershop 2, all hail Queen Latifah.
She's 43 years old today. You guys just have an endless supply of bad in you,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, we do.
Queen Latifah celebrates her 43rd birthday. Oh, see if you next hour, Beer Mug, if you can manage this to hunt down Kevin announcing her at the Grammys. Remember that?
Okay.
All hail Queen
unfortunately,
Latifah.
Unfortunately, it was...
Oh, is that me? Is that you?
Unfortunately, it was
from Barbershop 2, all hail Queen Latifah.
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid so.
That's good. Glad we got that. All hail Queen Latifah.
All hail Queen Latifah.
Come on, bring it, Bean. She's 43.
I know she is.
Let's hail her. Come on, you want us to hail her before, and let's hail her now.
I we've already hailed her.
You
I don't think we
want us to hail her. You know you do.
From Barbershop 2, all hail Queen Latifah.
Yeah. She's 43. How do you sleep at night?
Well, that's why I only did it the one year, as I realized it was not for me.
It was for us, though. Yeah, it's interesting that Adam Devine and Queen Latifah had the same birthday. A couple of great Kevin and Bean drops. Let's do some sci-fi here. This is Jenna Louise Coleman. She was the new companion on Doctor Who, so Ralph was very excited.
All right, let's talk about this episode that we're all going to promise to watch March 30th. It's called The Bells of St. John. This is modern-day London. It has something to do with the Wi-Fi. What's going on, Jenna?
Oh, yeah, so there's something in the Wi-Fi. This is our villain of the week, and people are disappearing. They're getting uploaded by a spoonhead.
Oh, the
obviously.
What the hell is she talking about?
Hey, that could happen, Lisa. You don't know.
Here's the thing,
you don't
Lisa.
Know, man, because you weren't there.
That's right.
All you need to know, Lisa, is that each and every week they introduce you to a new villain that the Doctor has to face that is usually going to result in the end of whatever civilization or planet they're on at that time. And it's how clever he is and how he battles them and how he comes out victorious.
And do they all have evil names like Spoonhead?
But many of them do have very, very odd-sounding, clever evil names.
Yeah, the full interview was fun because Ralph is doing a deep dive into Doctor Who and the nicknames of the villains, and they couldn't understand it. And I was getting it all. I was digging on it.
Worst companion ever in Doctor Who history, just saying.
Are you a Whovian? We got some...
I am a Whovian. I am a Whovian. And yes, I never... That was one of those seasons that was just kind of... They didn't know where they were going with the show. They had multiple writers and stuff, and they were also starting to deal with BBC America, which was having writer issues. So it's an awkward season for Doctor Who.
There you go. There's our fun fact about Doctor Who. So who's your favorite companion?
I'm going to say Rose. Rose is my favorite because that's what got me into Doctor Who, and I had to go watch back all the old ones after that. So... I'm going to say Rose Tyler.
Okay, she gets the stamp of approval from Drew.
Ace is number two.
And Ace is number two, folks. There you go. They were doing a call-in about meltdowns at work, and that got Bean to think about a famous meltdown he had.
You remember the time I melted down, Lisa?
Oh, I do. that was amazing.
This was back, gosh, this must have been... This was a long time ago. This was back when Ben Folds 5 was real popular. It had to be mid to late 90s, yeah. I guess I want to say. They had that song Brick that we played a lot here in Carrick, which I still think to this day I think is the best ever song about getting an abortion over your Christmas vacation. But we were doing a breakfast with, like we do, and we were doing it in the basement or in the first floor of the building that K-Rock used to be in Burbank. Mm-hmm. I had a restaurant down there, and Ben Folds 5 was all set up, and it was a live Kevin and Bean show, and we walked downstairs and started the broadcast with them, and nothing worked. They couldn't hear us. We couldn't hear them. The microphones to the audience wouldn't work. I mean, the thing was just a disaster. It was just falling apart. And engineering had had all the time in the world to get the thing set up, and literally nothing worked. Kevin and I couldn't hear each other. I mean, it was one of those kind of things. And I just couldn't get my head around, A, how it had failed so spectacularly, the setup, knowing we were doing a live radio broadcast with this band, and B, how we were going to do the show. Like, what are we going to do now? We've got an audience full of people, and we're on the radio, and we're supposed to interview this band that can't hear us, and they're supposed to perform, and we can't hear them. What happens now?
I can't imagine. What did you do?
Well, I just remember smoke coming out of my ears, just like in a cartoon, and apparently I've been told that I just walked out like a zombie. Like, I just straight ahead, didn't make any eye contact, didn't say anything to anybody, just put the microphone down and just walked out the building.
Now, I have heard, I wasn't there. I heard this story before, but I didn't realize, like, you have no recollection of what you did?
No,
like, you
I don't.
Just checked out?
Yeah.
No,
well, part of it,
kidding.
As you know, is how bad my memory is all the time. But yeah. Part of it is I think that day, my circuits just overheated or something like that. Actually, you know, I think we have producer Lightning on the phone. I don't know. He might even have been the producer back then. I'm not sure. Lightning, were you there for the Ben Folds 5 breakdown?
My friends, I was on the receiving end of Bean's hate that morning.
I can't imagine.
Where were you? What happened? What were you doing that day?
I was running the control board, and I had Taru.
Who was the engineer at the time?
Yeah. He was working downstairs, and I just remember that you were beside yourself. There's nothing I could do to change the board to make it work. I was cursing at people. You were cursing at people. I finally crack open your mics to go live, and you couldn't hear Kevin. He couldn't hear you. You couldn't hear Ben. Ben couldn't hear Ben. No one could hear anyone. And all I heard was, I can't believe this, thud. That was your microphone hitting the table, and everyone going, and Kevin saying, Bean? And that was it. And then you were out.
I got in my car, and I think I drove to the Talleyrand. Remember the breakfast place that was in Burbank? I think I got in my car, and I just drove to the Talleyrand, and I sat there with my toast and my coffee and just contemplated the world, I think.
Maybe that could be a thing we say. I just went to the Talleyrand when we have a meltdown. That was interesting. I vaguely have a recollection of this. How about you, Chris?
I remember him talking about it. I don't remember the Ben Fold 5 incident, but it was, I just remember them talking about it.
I remember them actually promoting this and me not being able to hear it because of what my school schedule was. So I missed it, but I do remember talking about the preface with Ben Folds and all that, and then finding out after the fact that Bean melted down.
Interesting incident there. I'm trying to remember if I was listening back then. I went to the archive. They didn't have it. But if I wasn't interested in the band, I wouldn't listen to the Breakfast With. So I might have missed that one. But pretty interesting that
I like
Ben just left.
Five.
Oh, the other reason I brought this up, do we have any meltdowns in our group? Did anyone ever meltdown at work?
Yeah, I'll admit this because it's not a horrible one. So when the pandemic happened, I worked for a friend's family of mine. I'm still friends with them. And they weren't doing enough for precautions. Like, I mean, there were no cleaning supplies in the store, no barriers, which were required by law and stuff. And I had recently just learned that we had a family member who lived in Italy had passed from COVID when this was first going down. So I got a little overheated, and this is a guy I've known very well, and he got overheated, and so he went ahead and went to get up out of his chair as I was talking to him, and I went no and grabbed him by the shoulder and pushed him down into the chair, and that was the end of my employment there. And I can actually say this, unemployment ruled in my favor on that one, because I didn't get fired with malice. I just got fired by my buddy that I would wrestle on the ground with from time to time. So,
Really?
yeah, it wasn't a bad thing. And like, we're still friends. It was just at the moment, it wasn't great, but that was my meltdown. I'm like, oh, I guess I am gonna hold you in a chair now until you listen to me. And I was like, whoops.
Dang.
Let's move on. I found a clip I can use to make it all about me. You'll see why this was a Ralph Showbiz story.
Really, you?
Bob Newhart is going to show up on an upcoming episode of Big Bang Theory. I love Bob.
Yeah.
He's a very talented guy. He's going to show up on an episode set to air during the May sweeps. He's going to play Professor Proton, the former host of a science show that Sheldon, played by Jim Parsons, loved as a kid. So it's like Bill Nye the Science Guy, or who was that guy? I kept telling him where his show was airing.
Mr. Wizard.
Mr. Wizard, yeah.
I wonder if Mr. Proton's show was syndicated,
I
Ralph. What do you think?
Mr. Proton's show was syndicated.
Let's revisit, Ralph Garman.
Yeah.
Let's revisit. Do you mind, Ralph, if we revisit
no.
you insisting to your
that
boyhood
old
idol?
Man didn't know what show he was on.
This is Ralph on with Mr. Wizard a few years ago.
And it was also then syndicated all over the country as well, right?
Well, it wasn't syndicated. It was on a network.
Right, but the next version of the show.
It was live on the network.
Right, but then once that show ended, the next version of it, there was a syndicated version as well, right?
No.
No?
The next version of it was on Nickelodeon.
You would not let that go, Ralph.
he was an addle-brained old man by that point. He had no
you're
idea.
You're still convinced that you're right.
He didn't even know he was using a phone. He just thought he was talking into a megaphone.
Now, this was my time to shine because I got an evergreen April call on. Every time it was Mr. Wizard's birthday, I'd get on. So here's one of my calls.
So was Mr. Wizard syndicated or what?
And then I got another one on.
You guys remember when we had a guy named Mr. Wizard on the show and Ralph was insisting that he was syndicated?
Yes.
And it was also then syndicated all over the country as well, right?
Well, it wasn't syndicated. It was on a network.
Right, but the next version of the show.
It was live on the network.
Right, but then once that show ended, the next version of it, there was a syndicated version as well, right?
No.
No?
The next version of it was on Nickelodeon.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ralph, this is Mr. Wizard. I just remembered, it was syndicated. Sorry about that.
So that's my 15 minutes of fame there.
Has he done that for a TV Tunes Tuesday? Has he done Mr. Wizard?
Oh, great idea. Call that
yeah,
in.
Yeah, send that in.
Jen, call it in.
Mr. Wizard
okay.
taught me how to bowl a perfect strike every time. That's the only thing I ever remember from Mr. Wizard.
And it worked?
It does work. I know exactly. If it's Wii Bowling, I can show you where to go ahead.
Oh,
and
Wii
hit the
Bowling,
ball.
Sure.
Well, no, I mean, on real bowling too, but Wii Bowling is like the most accessible thing for most people these days. So
okay.
Yeah, do you have a bowling alley near you?
A couple, yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
I picture Edwin with his own ball and shoes.
I wish I never did.
He's just got,
I have my
he's got
Gable
a clear,
household.
A Lucite ball with like some kind of with Lisa May's bust inside of it.
Her not bust? Her, I would never throw
a
that
bust.
Down, Elaine. Are you
the,
crazy?
It's a statue
what?
Of her head and shoulders. A bust.
That's where I laid the ball is laid down at a bust of Lisa May.
Oh my God.
Hey, don't blame me this time. That was Christopher's. Okay, let's wash the taste of that out of our mouth. Kevin, well, Bean was out. Kevin was out. So they had one of the biggest stars ever to be on the show.
It's my candle blowing birthday.
As you know, in recent weeks and months, ever since we first heard I'm Da Best, we have fallen in love with our next guest. He is a rapper that goes by the name GMC Fauxshow, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, GMC Fauxshow. How are you, my friend?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, we're going great. We're very excited to finally get you on. You are quite elusive. Our producer, Dave, has been trying a long time to get a hold of you, buddy.
Yeah, man, I'm not too big on talking.
That's what I understand. And this is what's a surprise, because a lot of people in the rap game, you know, they're doing everything they can to kind of get their name out there and their face out there. We had the hardest time with your first few videos even figuring out what your name was. Like, you are really on the down low.
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to hear. I'm out here moving in silence, that's all.
Understood, yeah. All right, so what's your story? How long you been rapping? What? Where are you from? What's going on? What's your deal?
All right, man, I'm from Detroit.
still in Detroit. It's cold outside. I've been rapping for about a couple of years.
Uh-huh. And are you making a living as a rapping, or is this something you're doing as a hobby?
I mean, I can make some money off of it every once in a while, but yeah.
Do you ever play live?
Yeah, I'm about to do this 420 show in North Carolina next month.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. Now, I saw that your songs, I saw you got an album up on iTunes. You're selling a bunch of your stuff on Bandcamp. Are you able to move any product? Are people buying it?
Yeah, man. Making a lot of money off of that somehow.
That's fantastic. Now, how did you find out that we were such big fans of yours out here in L.A.?
You know, normally, I'm on the internet, man. I'm pretty much everywhere. I know what's going on. I see my name. I'm just looking into it.
Okay. Tell me how you ended up being the guy with so much swag.
Man, I would just say I was born with it. I mean, you always know you got the swag.
Right.
So I can't get it if I wasn't born with it?
Yeah, is it too late for Lisa?
I can't teach you. You can just learn. Well, I guess you could try to learn by example, just watch me, but I can't give you any.
It's disappointing.
Now, I saw your interview in the OC Weekly where you said that you tattooed GWAS across your chest. Tell us why.
Oh, so that you can see it in the mirror, the rearview mirror. You know, like the anglers always got the name in there backwards.
Right, so you put swag in reverse on so that the hoes can see it in their rearview mirrors when you're leaving.
Word, yep.
Yeah, he was pretty charismatic in that interview. That's a lot of dedication to do the tattoo backwards, just in case someone's driving by, I guess. That's pretty good. Yeah, he was fun to listen to, and this is how he ended his interview, which I like.
Great, you got any kind of swag message for the Kevin Bean listeners as we head into the weekend before we say goodbye, sir?
No, go forth and swag hard. That's all I can say.
Go forth and swag hard in the GMC Faux Show. You the best, man. Thanks for coming on today. We enjoyed talking to you.
Erp.
I'm not sure what that last sound was. Was it word or erp? I don't know. Anyway.
Word.
Word. It could have been word.
No, so word.
I agree with GMC Faux Show. I'll end my report with go forth and swag hard. Back to you, Steve.
You can get a tattoo on your chest, Edwin.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is we have an episode of Quitters Never Give Up, and it is titled Go Forth and Swag Hard.
Episode I know, 105. It's 105. That's like, what, 43 or 4? I'm not sure which episode we're on from the beginning anymore. Like, away from this one?
Almost a year ago.
Wow, time flies.
Time flies when you're swagging hard.
John Sedlak, seen here with the Falcon.
All right, let's do another fun fact.
A tornado.
Fun fact. According to canon law, the bishop of a port that an expedition departs from is also the bishop of the destination that's newly explored. Therefore, the bishop of the Diocese of Orlando is technically also the bishop of the moon.
That was Josh from Hawthorne.
Fun fact.
Bravo. The bishop of the moon.
I love it. I love dogma.
Dogma. Explain the dogma connection.
For those of you who aren't aware, there's this movie made by a man named Kevin Smith that exploits the faults in the Christian Catholic religion and their law and book that doesn't make sense when you break it down as law by man.
Monkeys, giraffes, let's get the hell out of here.
Really?
Yeah, it's
no
all
time
I want.
For anything
no
else.
Time for anything else.
Okay.
Beat it.
Sorry.
Chaos monkey.
No, but that's our way out of this mess.
All right, who's saying bye? Lindsay? You saying bye?
Yeah. The Louisiana Creeper. Thanks for listening to Quitters Never Give Up. Have a great Easter. I'll see you in the funny papers and see you all in 2 weeks.
Oh, no, not the bees! Not the bees!
Happy zombie
Be
Jesus
safe,
Day.
Lindsay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Go forth and swag hard.
I did
now they're all
wrong.
Leaving.
I did this all
they
wrong.
They all left.
Now they're switching over to Wheel of Fortune. They're never going to hear the rest
mash
of the show.
Runs.
What a very pretty...
Bean?
She suffered a brain injury.
Time flies when you're swagging hard.